and graduation day.
Do it the old school way.
And so I'm sure the pastor will be emphasizing that. And in the Sunday school hour, they'll be doing their promotions
Psalm 56,
there.
So, 2 Timothy and 1 John.
I'm going to get right into the prayer list. I did talk with Mickey Archer on Friday. And
Phil Glover, large kidney stone.
Mickey is
very weak.
Man,
we've talked
about
kidney stones a lot before.
How many of y'all have had a kidney stone? I know a lot of you have. To talk a long time.
Yeah, I see a lot of hands.
We just remember the name Phil Glover, blessings on him, and
who have had a kidney stone.
Give him grace
because you know what this is like.
Goes through this time. Brother
Sergio,
Joe says that Pat's having
Marluzzi,
some balance issues this morning, dizziness,
and a broken wrist,
so on and so forth. So we need to remember
Sergio
her.
Marluzzi, broken wrist.
And we also need to remember Bob Daniels
and
Judy Whitson.
Next,
and
Kenneth Campbell.
They are continuing on their
knee. Some of us have had knee issues, have we not?
Track this morning to their treatments and their getting stronger. So hopefully this peel's going to help Bob, and Judy's treatments are going to help her. So
she is in the hospital.
We've got that
Sharon Harmon
as a prayer request. Also,
had a bad fall.
A few weeks ago, we asked for prayer for Jackson Broadwater. He's
and
a young man that had a
Terry Nash
motorcycle accident, and they
so
moved him from Bristol
updates.
To Atlanta, Georgia.
On the email list to you
and
this week.
I understand
and
now
changes,
that he is going to be moved back home now.
And, make the
and so his parents are taking care of him. He's
right,
still
let's go ahead and pray, then
not
we'll
showed
at,
much improvement.
We'll take a quick peek into Psalm 2
as far as gaining, regaining
we'll
the consciousness and
Father, Lord,
everything.
For
he will respond to touches
today,
and things like that, but there's
I
no
pray that this time
communication.
We'll
so y'all remember Jackson Broadwater. Harold, how's your sister doing?
That we don't need, and maybe concentrate on your word and let you speak to us. And
okay, we need
time.
To remember Harold's sister.
Maybe learn something new. Maybe take something that we've known all our lives and have it reinforced and strengthened.
Okay, Margaret Tip.
And strengthen us in
Martha,
our walk with you.
I'm sorry.
May we be
okay.
People.
So let's remember her for Tess this week.
People of gratitude.
Also, Teresa Payne's mom.
May we be in your word.
We're
every
remembering
day. May
her
we be
and
in
her situation.
Every single day.
We pray that you'll.
So that we may. May grow and
remember her in prayer, and then Miss Kim Brummett, she's going to go get some more tests done on this Thursday, pre-op, hopefully, and she says that she's seeing so much better now, and hopefully they get that other eye done. She's going to be 20/20 all around. That's what we're praying for.
One in the hospital, and others just having various health issues, and I pray for them.
Okay. All right. Is there anyone else that has a prayer request this morning you'd like to raise your hand?
It's always a discouraging time having a health problem, so give encouragement where it's needed. And then bless our time here together. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay.
All right, let's go. Birthdays.
Okay. Remember
per
that.
Per our records.
Okay, his
birthdays
daughter's neighbor out in Arkansas,
Dale Hale, Rick Morris,
Kenneth Lane, his
Archie
sister
Johnson, Ashley Hensley,
yesterday, so
and Joe Horn. So happy birthday to all of you.
Anyone else?
That I missed. Anybody else? Birthdays that I missed. Looking for hands. You can point to somebody else too if they're not raising their hand. That's totally all right. We do that here. All right, no hands. All right, anniversaries. No anniversaries this week. Oh, I'm sorry. No, we do. We do have some anniversaries.
Oh.
All right, Amy Herdman.
Brenda Watts.
Tony Glass. And the Smiths.
Okay.
Tommy and Doris Smith.
Okay, I'll put
Did
her on the list when I go back there.
Yes, anniversaries.
Okay.
This week.
Yes, Miss Nancy. And unspoken. Okay.
Concur? 44?
Yes, ma'am.
You gotta say it. 44.
Okay,
all right, unspoken. All right, good. Making sure. The others I called out,
okay.
Happy anniversary. Any others?
Let's go
miss?
To Lord in prayer.
Yes, I see a hand back
and,
there.
And as we pray years? For these things that we've talked about, so
oh, so yours is
now
next Sunday.
We'll
okay.
pray. Father, 40, we do thank you, Lord, for this day. And God, for your love and your mercy toward us. And Lord, we
Sometimes
thank you for the precious blood that you shed
Man.
For us there at Calvary, Lord. God, we thank you, Lord, for every provision of every day.
Thank y'all for being here
that you give to us.
Well, no,
Lord,
you said next Sunday.
We have a lot of folks on our
request
this morning, Lord.
55.
Miss Brenda Watts. And
do I hear 56?
56.
Going once.
And this problem that she's having through the gallbladder
surgery.
Well,
happy anniversary to all of you.
Lord, remember this Kenneth Lane that has a death of his sister, Lord.
Keep having them, and I'll keep reading them off. How about
God, we remember Martha Tipton.
A couple of weeks ago, we looked at,
Lord, pray that you'll be with her.
About this thing of the end
Father,
of the
also,
remember that, the phrase we looked
Ms.
at in Matthew 28, the end
Payne
of the world.
Back here, Lord, that she's
that was based
praying
on
for someone
Isaac
to come and help with her mother. Lord, I pray that you'll be with that.
And
Lord, there's others that are unspoken. There's others probably that are not mentioned. God, we just ask you to be with each and every one of them. And then, Lord, we ask you to be with Brother Mickey Archer and Bob Daniels and Judy Whitson, Lord.
The more I dug into it,
God, we pray that you will work in their lives, Lord, according to your will.
I found it difficult to talk about the end.
And Lord, we did hear some good news about Frances Lawson this morning. She got some really good news from her doctor, and we're rejoicing in that. And Lord, we pray for Brother Steve as he comes this morning. We pray you'll give him grace.
Don't worry, we'll
get to it before 2060. God, that you'll give him unction from heaven to teach what you have laid on his heart.
But today we're just going to look at something.
And then, Father, we just thank you, dear Lord, for what you've already done in the early service this morning. But we pray for our pastor
a few weeks ago
in this second service.
I have no idea why, but
thank you now, Lord. And
over the past, I guess, couple weeks,
your blessing in this. In Jesus' name we ask it.
And mention this topic. So I didn't mention it to them. They mentioned it to me. I just happened to have some verses to give out. And so I thought, seems like there's a trend going on. So maybe somebody here needs this. If you don't, maybe you'll need it in the future. Psalm 56, verse 3 says, what time
are touched with.
So we're talking about fear.
Friends and
a lot of
family
things
and
to be fearful
people that
of,
we know that,
are they not?
That have illnesses.
Do you think the Lord wants us to live
difficult
our lives
to deal with.
Controlled by fear?
Long term. It goes on and on and on. It's hard.
A lot
hard
of things
on families.
We can be afraid of, though, isn't there?
Just keep these folks in
we
your prayer.
We can fear the economy.
Continuing on with the names of God
fear
today, we're
going to
look at Elohim, which the word means
the
God.
We can fear
the first one we're going to look at in this series.
We can have fears of our family.
And the prophet Jeremiah stated
in
Jeremiah,
whatever,
let me get my glasses on so
I can
read
this. Off the path. We can have
thus saith the
all
Lord.
Kinds of fears.
Let not the
There's
wise
no
man glory in his wisdom,
all,
neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches,
as I was thinking about
but
fear,
let him that glorieth glory in this, that
stay there in Psalms.
He understandeth and knoweth me. That I
Does the Lord
am
want us
the
to
Lord,
live our lives
which
in fear? Well,
exceedingly loving
seven,
kindness, judgment, and righteousness
quote,
in the earth.
Says,
in
God
these things I delight, said the Lord.
The
that's in Jeremiah. Mind. King David
Do you see the semicolon
was talking
there?
To his son about the
see
truth.
The
he
Make
says,
sure
know thou
the,
God of thy
the
father
the
and serve him with
right
perfect
the
heart
and
with
on
willing
the left
mind.
Of the semicolon is fear.
For the Lord
That's
searches the heart and understandeth
what about on the
all
right side
the,
of the
imaginations
semicolon?
And thoughts.
It says,
if thou
bed of power,
seek him,
love, and
he will
mind.
Find thee.
Which way do you think the average person.
And the Apostle Paul, same thing,
you
asking,
went out and asked somebody on the street, do you want to live your life controlled by fear?
Asking God for help that,
or do you want to
that
live a life
I may know him
controlled by power,
and the power of his resurrection
Does that
and the fellowship
ring
of his suffering being made conformable unto his death.
What
that's
English
in Philippians
Dynamite. Yes, I heard it.
3:10.
Dynamite, dunamos.
So we look at
what
these
what's next? Love, agape.
Bible,
agape
people,
deserves its own
scholars,
we think
prophets,
we understand agape, but we don't.
Agape people
has,
that were touched by the Holy Spirit
no
to write down God's word.
Scope. It has no levels.
But
I
they
could,
were just men.
I could agape. I could love this side.
We all are mankind.
And then I could say, I love this side, but I love
best.
You guys a little more. My level is higher for you. That's not agape.
We all have
agape
a sin
is
nature.
All or nothing. All or nothing.
But we need God.
Or I could say love this side.
We need to know him.
All.
And we need to increase
love
in knowledge.
The middle, all.
By reading his word.
If these guys do something I don't like, I don't
we
love
We need to
them
become
anymore.
More
That's not agape.
Deeply connected.
Since Leroy's sitting on that side, that's why I said that.
as we
but that's
see
not, that's not agape.
Our
Agape's
families
all or nothing.
And your families.
That's
and
the way the Lord
people
loves
that we
us.
Know
we,
go
we
through.
We don't really understand this word. There's nothing
illnesses
I can do to make
unto
him love
death.
Me more, nothing I can do to make him
we
love
really
me
need
that's
to seek God's knowledge and understanding.
But it says he's not giving
to give us
dunamis,
encouragement.
Agape. Oh, and look at that next one.
Give us an understanding of
sophronimos. This is the only time it's used.
We're just human, and we want to ask why.
Self-control or moderation. Now, who would not want to live their life on the right side of the semicolon?
We need a deeper understanding of God's authority in all things.
How many times do we find ourselves on the left side?
He's not also over life, but he's also over death.
We're afraid.
He's over all things.
First,
the whole universe has existed. Existed, but because of him it exists.
1 John 4:18.
He created it.
It says there
he's
is
the
no
one that has all knowledge.
What? Agape.
He's the no one that gives love. Enduring satisfaction
no so can,
that
can
the world
we
can't
be
give.
Basking in God's agape love
we
for
see
us
the world raging around
living
us
in fear at the same time, can we?
For things. For stuff.
No, which it's one or the
for
other.
For places.
There is no fear in agape.
And none of that gives, it's all temporary.
Look at this next one.
The only thing that's permanent is God's love.
Casteth out
and
fear.
The only way to really
the word casteth is the word
keep
audio.
Expanding on that.
And I'm going to show you after doing a little
is to be in his word every day and praying and asking God to be close.
This one's plastic. Okay. Imagine this was glass.
So we see that
God's
spirit
is be our fear.
Just one part of the Trinity.
And it says perfect
Holy
love
Spirit.
Casteth out fear. Perfect love.
We have a God that's
agape,
three in one.
Body-o out.
He's one, but he's three.
The idea
he's
that
always
we
in the,
have
he's always when he's present.
Take the fear,
all three are present.
And take it over there to the trash can and drop it in. And now it's
but
no
the Holy Spirit
life,
can dwell
right?
separate if he needs to be.
Except
in the Old
that's,
Testament,
that's
the Holy
really
Spirit
the
would come down and touch the prophets.
See, if this was. If this
give
was
them understanding what to write down
that's,
in the Old
Testament.
That's
what I would do because I don't want to litter.
And
I would
they would
never
come
just
and go.
Chuck it over to the trash can.
And then after
because
Christ died on the
you
cross,
know what would happen?
The Holy Spirit come to dwell
it would
permanently
hit the wall,
with us.
Up,
the
and then
gift.
Got glass all over the floor.
One of the gifts that God gives us was,
when,
was salvation.
Casteth, it has
the
the
name Elohim is the first name of the Lord used to describe
away.
Himself.
I don't care what happens.
The name is
there's no regard
been translated
for
God in
the
our English Bible.
The casting. So the idea is perfect.
The supreme
agape
being of the universe. He is the sovereign.
Life, takes the fear and throws it against the wall and busts it up. That's the idea.
It's
when it says perfect,
hard
agape,
for our minds to go there.
Casteth out fear.
And understand how deep
the first part said there is
he
no
is, how
fear.
Far-reaching
so,
he is.
Which are we living in? Are we living in
you
God's
ever be on an airplane?
Or are we living in fear?
We can fly from here to...
By the way, the word fear in 2 Timothy, remember, God
Charlotte,
has not given us
and you don't get
fear.
Very high up.
Where
you can see all the little houses.
Only occurs one time in the Bible.
The roads and the
this
things
the
like that.
Time. This is the kind of fear that
if you
means
get on an international flight,
maybe
and you're at 40,000 feet,
this would be
you
the
start
top
getting
of
up high enough to almost
if,
see
know,
the curvature
like
of the
pepperoni
world,
pizza and
of
you
the
got
earth,
a
of the atmosphere.
Sausage pizza, and you were afraid
you
to go back up to
the
counter
on
and
the ground.
Return it and ask
green,
for the pepperoni.
Blue.
Some people, that could be a real fear.
Sometimes right. You can see the fields out in the Midwest.
In 1 John,
huge thousand
there
acre
is no
fields.
Fear and
looks
love.
Like a
the
little
love casteth out fear.
Postage stamp.
The word is phobos. Does that
it
ring a bell
makes you think about how big God is.
Phobia.
And how he looks down
phobia.
On
this,
this earth.
This, well,
and
you don't
he
know what
phobias me.
Are. This is a dread.
Now, that's
a
an all powerful God that can do
so
that.
So in 2 Timothy, we have
you.
What maybe we might classify as
I mean,
smaller
really,
fears.
Really stand back at that
John,
point. If you're ever on an airplane, think about that.
Big fears. Things that keep
that
us awake at night.
We
things
have
that make,
a God
things that
is
make us toss
so
and turn,
big
things
and
our
so
minds.
Powerful.
And in both cases,
he is so small.
The Bible says the Lord
that
does
he
not
can
want
touch each
to
one of our lives
fear.
If we
he
seek
does not
him
want our lives to be controlled
and look for him and look for him in
if
everything.
We go back to Psalm 56.
So he says, what many, time? Many times I've traveled the mission fields and across the ocean and be at those great altitudes and look down
and
at
yet,
the earth and
where
think,
did he find himself in verse 3?
God sees all the little fish in that ocean.
I'm afraid. He found himself in fear.
He sees me.
What did he do? Aren't you glad he didn't just leave the verse off right
he
there?
He is Elohim.
There's a comma and it says,
all powerful, all knowing.
Trust in thee. Rest in thee.
His first primary name is Elohim.
Let him give me the dunamos.
That they used in Hebrew. It's mentioned in the Old Testament over 2,500 times.
So, as Mr. Dan is coming to take us into Romans, what are you afraid of today?
The first two chapters of Genesis is mentioned 35 times.
And there is a better way.
So it's really
there's you some verses to look at. Hope that'll be a help to you. Mr. Dan.
Word kind of groups
this morning,
God
how about
into
you?
Hallelujah. You
the
didn't
language tried
ears,
to
though, did you?
Group his power, his all-knowing, and who he is.
This the sound is a work in progress.
One word that
closer,
we can partially understand.
Exciting. But yes,
El,
I did need that.
Part of it, the EL.
Believe it or not.
Which means mighty,
fear
strong.
Is a crippling thing.
The strong one.
Experienced that not too long ago in a way.
And El itself translates in Hebrew into God.
Going into a foreign country.
Just
going through immigration.
That word, El,
it's up to them
250
times
we see
you don't come
in the Bible.
And
but it's used frequently
years,
in circumstances that would indicate the great power of God.
Me. And
see, our language is
until I gave that to the Lord.
You go to
I was able
foreign
to
mission fields and talk to people
and
about our languages. Really, they call it it's kind of dirty. They say
that
because there's so many slang words
church,
and words have been shrunk down
it.
And
but it was a real struggle.
And the word God that we use
and,
is a three-letter word, but it's so expanded in other languages, in the Hebrew language, and
the way I look at
others.
It, God called me. If He called me,
and
that's up to Him. That's not
and
on me.
You start
me.
Talking
if,
to folks
and
about
and if He decides
God,
that they do not allow me in,
and sometimes
then I jump
they
right
want to go off into those sub
whoopee, you know, and
meanings
there's a,
of
there's
who
a, there's
He
there's
is
that
to
calm,
them.
That
which
peace that
it is to
about.
Us, but we just don't
and,
talk
and
about
God's
it that way.
Take care of it. And it's a wonderful thing. Thank you for that. I really
we say
that.
God. We
Romans
don't say, well,
chapter
we all powerful
seven.
One.
How many enjoyed we'll having a missionary last week?
We'll
that was exciting, wasn't it?
The
and,
creator
pray
of the universe.
For Mrs. Doty. She had to, they
I
flew
mean, you
back
can add
to
just about anything.
On Tuesday. She had to fly, turn around and fly
indicates
back
his power.
A couple days later because her stepfather.
And they pull it back into this Elohim. One
and,
word,
the sepsis
which is translated
in
the King James
earlier,
Version, as God.
Evidently was not totally
in most
system,
Bibles,
so
it's God.
If you don't mind, keep them in prayer.
But this
prayer.
This Elohim name expresses a generally
Mexico,
greater
so
greatness,
in prayer.
The creative,
so
the governing
worked our way
power,
Romans
the almighty
six, and,
God
in
that
Romans
He is.
6 through 8, these
it's hard to even
chapters,
speak about in our language.
We are looking at
in any
sanctification.
But the Hebrews
the
made an attempt
of God.
To kind of shrink it all into one word. And we're going to look at other words as we get study his names later on.
Of a believer
in the months
after
to come here,
they've experienced salvation and
but his mighty power, creator
of
this universe, is Elohim.
And so then that process.
And then there's this word Allah, which
begins.
We've heard that.
And that sanctification
in kind of negative ways.
Is,
in,
we've
in
been
the
very
past
clear. The Bible's been
years.
Very clear with this. It is not.
And it means
that
to declare.
It
or
is
to swear,
that the Holy Spirit
or to bind oneself to an oath.
In the believer's heart,
we can see how that fits
in
some in of these other
life. You and I
religions
not
that
takes
believe
to
in
make it possible. We
some
didn't
really
have
crazy
it in
things
order to
if
get
you start
salvation.
Reading their
we don't have it in order
Bible.
To maintain a Christian life.
But they want
to
bring
we
these words into that.
To the bones. Amen. And when I say that, even our
use
good,
that word
even
to
our good, the Bible says. that our
further their cause.
Our righteousness in the eyes of God
and,
is
and when they say those things, they're committing their lives. They're saying an oath to God.
It is because God is so perfect and holy
they're
and just. He's been
implying that
the
they have the power of God on them to do what they
holy,
feel
Lord
like
God
is
Almighty.
Right.
He is so holy that anything that we
and it's
do,
just completely,
no matter if it's
the devil,
good,
of course, takes everything in the Bible and wants
him,
to turn it around.
It pales in comparison.
Let man pick and choose words out of there and
so
use it for his
so
thinking or
that,
his cause.
And we talked about the plan
that,
of sanctification.
That word Allah is there and it's been
Christ
used
in Romans chapter 6. And
poorly,
remember,
I
we
think,
spoke of
wrongly,
not last week, but the week before
for
last,
causes that
about,
we don't believe in.
In Romans 6 and verse 3, where he talks about
that Elohim made
Noah,
a covenant
then he talks about reckoning,
with Abraham.
Then he talks about
and did he keep his covenant? Absolutely.
And then in Romans 6, 15
did
my, through 23,
mankind, did
he speaks
the
of
the nation
obey,
of Israel keep
obey,
their promise?
Now that's where the rubber
absolutely
hits the
not.
Road. That leads us now.
We are
Romans
no different. Our heart,
seven.
Our blood,
and
our sin nature is the same as it was then.
And to start this, why?
God makes these promises, and he still stands
seven,
by that promise. We've talked
we see,
about that in the last two
you
or three months.
Sheet,
how,
if you don't mind, raise your hand. I left Brother Buddy. Boy,
after the seven-year tribulation,
back,
he's going to come back,
sheet,
and he's going to continue that promise.
It's got some notes, his guidelines.
The nation of Israel back up.
We're going to cover today. Just raise your hand. He'll come to you and get that sheet.
2,000-some years ago when he made that promise.
Romans 7. Describes
5,000,
the perversion of sanctification
Abraham.
And the works of
and
the
is
law.
Is God going to keep that promise?
You have
absolutely
in Romans 7.
Yes, because he's God.
It describes sanctification
he's that,
the wrong
he's that
way.
One that
sanctification
declares
the wrong way. What way is that?
When he says
that
he's going to do something,
by self
he's that Allah
and the law.
Word.
So
he's
sanctification
and he's
by self-effort.
You don't even have to think about it. When God says it,
way.
It's
and
done.
We're going to see that described
where,
in Romans
in today's world,
chapter
7. I mean,
we start out reading in verse 1.
I can think.
Know ye not, brethren,
just
for
20
I
years
speak
ago,
to them that
live
know
in
the
small
law,
towns in
how that
country,
the law hath dominion
and
over
how
a
business
man as long
changed.
As he liveth. For the woman which hath an husband is bound by the law to her husband so long as
have,
he liveth.
I,
but if
we
the
all
husband
probably
be dead,
banked in a small hometown bank
from the law.
I didn't
of
even
her
have
husband.
To go to the bank to get any money.
So then, if while her husband liveth,
days, just call
she
him up and say, hey, I need
to another man,
no problem.
She
I'll
shall be called an adulteress.
You just come in next week
now,
or whenever you can.
Most of us, when we read these things, we tend to focus on the fact that
the world,
well, this is talking about adultery and this is talking
we
about
knew it,
a woman getting released, you know,
15 or 20
women
years
love
ago
being
is
released.
Never going to come
hallelujah.
Back.
I say this as
because
a joke. My mom
God's
will probably watch this
it's
later.
It's going to wax worse
when
and
my dad graduated
is
to
that
heaven.
True, and we're seeing
she
it true.
Changed
we're
the voice
it
on the
in
GPS to a woman's voice. She said, I've
so
had a man
he
tell
says,
me what to
is,
do long enough.
And it will.
And
but when God
say that jokingly.
When he made that promise to Abraham,
it's not
there's so many
about
things that's
going to
happen. And we, like I say, we've studied what's getting ready to happen.
Based on what
the
law the
nation
says,
of Israel's there going
as
back
much
home,
as he's illustrating
we're so close to the
sanctification
rapture.
And how sanctification
we're so close to the end. Once that
can,
happens,
can,
7 years
be,
in, then
you can try to
he's going
to
fulfill that promise.
In the wrong way. And that is by self-effort.
So we see that God's promises,
law,
this AL part
law
of it,
was never designed
signifies his supreme being,
sanctify yourself.
Sovereignty, glory,
okay. And
all
so
a part
he continues,
of it, signifying
so then,
his covenant
three,
relationship with
liveth,
man,
she be
with
married
us.
To another man, she
not only did
an
he make a promise with
dead, she is free
the
from
nation
the law,
of Israel,
that law, so that she is no
he made a promise
though she be
in
married
the
beginning, to another man. This makes sense.
He
it's
told the devil, yeah,
stuff.
You've
He's
messed up my Garden of Eden, but
wherefore,
I will
my
take
brethren,
care of this.
Ye also,
and he was talking about the
go,
cross,
are become dead.
So we got promises
the
at the cross. We got promises from the beginning.
Body of Christ.
No creation.
That ye should be married
and,
to another.
And the cross
even to him
sealed those promises for you and I.
From the dead. That is
all we have
we,
to do is trust what Christ did on the cross.
The bride of Christ.
And he promises that he'll forgive us of our sins and never
Christ.
Look on him.
This is what happened.
Well, you know, I've often
that we
wondered about
bring
that.
Forth fruit unto whom?
You
unto
know,
God. For when we were in the flesh, the motions
will say something
of sin,
to you and hurt your feelings.
Law,
do you forgive them for that?
Our members to bring forth fruit.
Or somebody's done something.
But now we are delivered from the law.
And do you forgive them of that, or do you just keep bringing it up in your heart and your mind and whirling it around?
That we should serve in newness.
Sometimes we get hurt so bad
and not in the
that we can't. We just cannot forget about it.
Okay.
We just.
So
our sinful nature
from the law
allows us to hold on to some of that junk.
We see in the first four verses,
but does God,
that we are dead
to you
the
tell
law.
Me.
Verse 1 says,
you
the
think
law
about
only has
your sin,
over us while
what
we
you've
are,
done,
while we are alive,
what I've done,
while we are alive. Death,
and once we
then,
take that to God, he forgets about
it. Free, verse 2.
Now, is that not an all-powerful God right there?
Of the law. Death? What kind
praise
of death?
His name
death
for that.
Death to the law.
Just
death
that one little thing. Well, that's
alive
a big thing.
Alive unto Christ.
Because of salvation,
okay. So the law only
he has promised
for
to forgive us of
alive.
Our sins.
Death
and never bring them back
the
up again.
Of the law. And then he uses the illustration
as far as the east
married.
Is from the west,
married
and they
woman,
never meet.
Bound to her husband until death.
How is that? My mind can't even
death.
Conceive that.
After death, she's free to marry another. What
you know,
broke
just,
the bond
we're,
of
we're,
the law?
We're just a sinful
marriage?
Lot.
Death.
And it's hard. It's,
death
it,
broke
and
that
bond. Alone.
Now the application to that illustration
makes it difficult for us to understand that kind of forgiveness.
In Christ, sets us free it, from the law, which
and
we
have to make an
in
effort.
Effect married to, so that
God
we
makes
can
no effort to be good
to another. That is
he is constantly
Christ.
Powerful, constantly good.
Christ.
There is
okay.
no evil
so
thoughts. There's nothing
the
bad about God.
Number two,
he cannot stand any sin, any bad, anything in heaven.
We're delivered from the law. That we might
and that's why Christ
forth,
had to die on the cross.
And it
for us.
Said right here, very specifically,
and from that
in
promise,
verse 4, that we might bring
we've got so
the
much,
fruit
so much of that
ale
part of this thing. Or the Allah part,
and keep in mind,
signifying
as a side note,
this covenant relationship that we have with Him
can only be produced
not only with the Jews,
without the law,
but now with the Gentiles.
That monkeys with your brain.
In the New Testament, we got included
because we
what a promise.
We see law,
and God
think,
has the
okay,
power to keep that.
Rules.
I'm glad I don't have to keep
regulations.
It.
Regulations. Requirements.
I don't do nothing to get it and don't do
we
anything.
We automatically
to keep it.
Think that they're
it's all about
going
God
to produce
and who He is and what He does.
Now, can anybody just really
and
quick
the, and the word God
we've talked about in Romans, can anybody
is also
why
in the Hebrew
the not produce
if you look back at all the, how they connect all the letters words. Is plural.
Anybody want to take a stabbing guess?
God
I know
the Father,
this is
God the Son,
speaking of fear, to
God
speak
the Holy
up
Spirit.
In a class
the Trinity,
so
the truth of the Trinity taught in the Bible
that.
Today
don't ask me what
that
I'm
we know
here, okay?
throughout
but
the Bible.
Why is that? Because righteousness.
You know, we can look at Hebrews, we can look at Galatians and Matthew and Corinthians and on
when,
and see.
When we're saved, we take on whose
in Genesis,
righteousness? His righteousness. That's why
the Father,
the law and righteousness.
In Luke 3:21, it says, now,
they,
when all the people were baptized,
exist.
We know the story, John the Baptist.
All right, so we're delivered.
One of the greatest
the
examples.
It can only be produced.
You ever get in a discussion about the
we are delivered
the Holy
from the law that we might be set free.
Luke 3:21.
From the flesh.
And now, when all the people were baptized, it came
we're
to pass
from
that
the law
Jesus also,
that we can bring
being
the
baptized
fruit of
and
we're
praying,
also from the law
and
that
heaven
we might be
was
set free
opened.
From the flesh.
And verse the Holy
five,
Ghost descended
five says this,
in a bodily shape of a dove.
When we were in the flesh.
Him.
The motions
and the voice
sin, which were
came
the
from heaven and said,
our members,
thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased.
So,
the Trinity was present
being set
then.
Free from the flesh, which could only produce
God
the
allowed
failure and death.
John the Baptist to do
our
this
flesh,
with Christ.
That's what it produces.
He had
it produces
Christ,
the fruit of failure
God,
and eventually death.
Baptizing
now,
him.
Delivered from the law that we might bring forth the fruit of righteousness.
And to let those people understand,
be set
we have to understand
flesh,
that the Jewish people were very
the
visual.
That we might live
they needed to see
and
things.
Serve
in newness to believe. Spirit, verse 6. So God used this dove coming down.
Why?
And they saw that as the Holy Spirit,
that we should serve in the
which it was.
Spirit.
It was a sign from God. It got
which
written
alone
into the Word
can produce the righteousness of God.
Today.
It is important to understand.
Again, we use the same verse to prove that there is three
in
one.
Verse, six. References
because God
to
was in heaven looking down. Christ was in the water, and the Holy Spirit was there in a dove.
Do
what a wonderful example, not
Bible
only
fresh, new, modern revelations,
an example
some teach. That's not what it's
of,
talking
the,
about.
Of the Trinity,
instead, oldness
but
of the letter
God simplifying it
fleshly,
down to where you and I can understand it.
To keep the law with
and say, well, yeah, I see that.
Spirit-filled righteousness.
I don't understand it all, but I see it.
Oldness of the letter.
You know, we can hold on to that kind of stuff, right? It's visual. We're not a lot different than the nation of Israel was. They wanted to see
newness
this
of the
or that or answer prayer and all the
why
all the miracles
is this available
that God
to
did
every believer,
at the time.
Because every believer has
the person,
the permanent indwelling of the Spirit.
The persons
of God.
Of the Godhead never work separately.
The third part of the triune God.
They're always together.
Lives and abides in you.
God is
so
everywhere present in one person.
To every believer.
And all the
that
time.
That is why you and I can be full.
But then we have Christ
Spirit when we walk
walking on earth
in the Spirit.
The God man.
Galatians 5 again. Walk in the Spirit.
You see, God can do, if
what?
He can create
shall
the universe and the great expanse.
What? The lusts or the desires.
And we think
flesh.
About, I think about that
in
the
Spirit,
power it takes to hold all that together. And
the desires of the flesh. If you're
walking
in the
mathematics,
you're not fulfilling the desires
planets
of the Spirit.
And gravity and.
You say, Brother Dan, that sounds all, way
everything
too
everything that just
I didn't
sets there.
Make that up. I did not set this up. It does sound simple. It sounds simple enough to where I could have.
Thinking about relativity.
But I did not.
Einstein's
this is what
thoughts
God
and equations
so
and
simple.
Trying
and
to figure
free.
All that out.
And it's available
God
to every believer.
That holds
it's
it
available
together,
to every believer.
That created
so
gravity.
You have
that set the sun
from
just
the law,
exactly at the right
and
place.
And that we're dead to the law. We're delivered from
the law. Tell me that just
law.
Happened.
Now, we have the purpose of the law.
That the sun, if it just moved just a little bit, one way or the other, we'd either freeze or burn up.
And also a possible objection, if the law increases sin,
you know, we can look at the sun even and say
from it in order
there's
to
three parts of it.
Sanctified.
There's lots of threes.
Would not that be saying that God's law
the sun
is
has
sinful?
Light,
Paul
heat,
answers
color,
with a resounding
three.
No.
Lots of sevens, too.
The law
too.
Still has a purpose today. Verse
but
7. What shall we
the
say?
The power
then?
Of God to hold
is
it all together.
Sin?
And then
God
I look
forbid.
Down and see this power
God
coming
forbid.
Down.
Nay, I had not known sin but by
and I have to analyze
so it's very important
how can Christ
the
be
law,
God and man
does, and, I'm going to give you several
and the Holy
here,
Spirit at the same time.
These are the statements that we're going to have
God.
To end with, okay?
He can
the
do anything he wants to do.
The law strips us of the vanity
and he did it for us.
Of self-righteousness.
He became a man for us.
Our sinfulness.
And he's sitting at
it
the right hand of God today.
Of the vanity of self-righteousness. You say, oh, I
and I believe
never
that
be
scroll...
That I know you just said it.
It's going to
and
be opened up.
That.
The book.
Self-righteousness.
God's got it right here.
We all.
And he may be just sitting there turning it.
We all have some of it, right?
Scroll.
We all have some of it.
It's
so
a book.
So the law, what it does is it strips us of that vanity of
self-righteousness. He's looking over at his son.
In that it exposes our sin.
He can hand it to him any day.
The last of the Ten Commandments as his example.
And the rapture
right
would start.
For it is the one which exposes
because he's the only one that's got the right
even
to open
it. We have
that
not committed
book.
Our outward act.
We
Jesus
studied
used
that long.
This
that's
sin of
power. That's God's
to
power.
Expose the sinfulness of the rich
God's
and
Godhead.
Claimed to have
never
obeyed
separate.
All commandments, yet rejected
every
God
act of God is done in three people.
In Mark chapter
God the Father,
10,
God the Son,
17.
God the Holy Spirit.
So the law strips us of the vanity of self-righteousness.
I am so
exposes our sinfulness. Number two, the
amazed.
Law strips us of the vanity of self-effort.
that he give me a little piece of that.
By reviving or provoking
our
sinfulness
because
of our sinful nature.
Because you have a piece of the Holy Spirit dwelling richly within you.
You want somebody to do something?
That helps us. Without that, I don't know how we'd make it.
You can't have that.
We wouldn't.
Why can't I have that?
Because once the Holy Spirit is withdrawn from this
world. Tell a young child, don't touch that.
Oh my, what a mess it's going to
be. They reach for it.
We can already see the beginnings of it.
And then you have to show them that there's a consequence.
So many
as a parent,
there's consequences for doing something that far surpasses their fitting into prophecy.
So as a parent, we should apply
a lot of people struggle with
so
this doctrine, this three-in-one doctrine.
Okay, so people
they don't understand
the
greatness of God and His abilities.
Far less of a consequence than something that would happen.
The Trinity becomes a stumbling block for some people.
I didn't mean to do this, but I just made a case for child.
We have to hold on to that truth, folks.
I can't believe you said that.
And know that He is God, and know that He is the Trinity, and know that He can do anything.
Loving,
the prophet exposed the adultery of
ever doing
the nation of Israel.
He did it young, and it
and
was
God used the Holy
that.
Spirit to touch these men of old to write
we
the word.
The
use the Holy Spirit to touch Paul
and
to touch the disciples.
Right, I look at him today.
And the evidence of Christ rising again and gone from the grave and told the disciples to go back to Jerusalem, that he'd be there in a few days and give them the Holy Spirit. And boy, just as soon as he laid it on, they went out and preached in the streets and thousands of people were saved. What power that is. What power.
The law is powerless.
Spoken languages that they didn't know, but everybody understood what they were saying. Power
but
of the Holy
of
Spirit,
the
power of God,
inability of sinful flesh
the Trinity.
To keep it. There is no possible way that any one of us can.
The name Elohim is a great inspiration and stimulus for faith
Christ
of mankind
if you've
to love Him.
One point of the law,
and another part of that word, Elohim, the strong, the mighty, the fullness.
So.
The creator
of
power
of the
has the power,
our
is the power.
Number three, the law strips us of our life, revealing our
the strength and the power
that
in the Old
was,
Testament the prophets
says,
tried to write about and just attempted to
alive
write.
Without the law.
And explain to that.
12,
and God gives us that today that we can read and understand.
Of
the
Lord.
So
he was alive without the law, and as a
David
child
up as a king.
12, then he became at 12, he became formally.
And Solomon asking for wisdom.
The law does not cause
and
sin,
all the things that
but the
that went
sin
on.
Nature in us
God's
takes
creation.
The holy commandments,
and then we look at
the holy law and it uses them.
People
to
sometimes say, well, if he's such a good God, why would he let
men?
People be born with
even
deformities?
Good as we spoke
God has
about,
a purpose
commands produce
for all that.
More rebellion
and he talks about that in the New Testament,
the
blind man and
the
people that can't hear and all the healings that was done. And the disciples ask him, why was this person born
finish.
Like that?
The law strips us of
and he answered and said it's for God's glory
that
people
that
see. People
the
then were seeing a miracle
of sin.
The nation
that
of Israel
sounds like
was,
a duh, like a no-brainer. But
so
we find in verse 12,
this name Elohim has it all.
Says,
it's all. And we're going to start breaking that down a little bit more next week. We'll look at some other names.
The
kind
law
of
subparts
of that.
It is just,
that's kind of a summary of the whole thing. And there's more.
There's
much more
rightfully
we can talk about.
Exposes
I'm going to have to
quit. Sin and
thank you for listening. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for another day. Thank you for our church.
Okay. The law doesn't bring death.
But we pray for our pastor this morning.
Death.
Give him the words to
see,
preach.
See, 13 was
hearts
then
will
that
be
which
changed.
Is good made death unto me.
Someone
God
be
forbid,
saved
but
today.
Sin,
God, we
that
thank
it
you
might
for
appear
your almighty
sin,
power.
Death in me by that which
thank
is
you
good.
For being there
that
for us.
Sin
thank
by
you for
the
Holy Spirit
and might
that dwells richly
exceeding
in us.
Sinful,
what a gift.
For we know that the law is
God,
spiritual,
we thank you for your salvation.
But I am carnal, sold
give us a wonderful day
sin.
Here in church. In
so,
Jesus' name.
The law.
Thank you all.